In the third example here, we're going to look at a simple neuroendocrine pathway. And this type of pathway is another one where there's an interaction between the nervous system and the endocrine system. In a neuroendocrine pathway, the nervous system receives the initial stimulus, and this stimulus causes a release of a hormone. When this hormone enters the bloodstream, again, it travels throughout the body, but in this type of pathway, the target for this hormone is another endocrine gland. When this hormone reaches that gland and activates it, this gland then releases another hormone which travels throughout the bloodstream to reach its target effector. So the difference between this one, between a neuroendocrine pathway and a neurohormone pathway, is that in a neurohormone pathway, the nervous system is activated, which causes ultimately the release of a hormone which then travels through the bloodstream to its ultimate target. In a neuroendocrine pathway, the nervous system is activated, which causes the release of a hormone, and that hormone then goes on to target another endocrine gland. That gland then releases a hormone which ultimately reaches the final target to respond to the original stimulus.
Okay.